think I'll call that rapture line, see if the Christians are still around.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I just want to make sure all the Christians were still around.
Yes, we are. Were you interested in accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Well, I gotta get to a party. I'll think about it later.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Man, I'm tired of being right.
Let me out of this thing.
Well, here we are again. It's time for...
quote and unquote.
What's he talking about?
This is not to make fun of anyone. This is to make fun of everyone.
This is a reminder to all of humanity. We're all human.
Scene one, Apple, take one.
I bet he's no Wheaties.
Quote and unquote.
Yes, it is time for one of my favorite parts of Highways and Byways. It's that opportunity to take a look backwards to the quotes of individuals who no doubt would say it differently if they had another chance. We start off in a general category with a quote from Lee Iacocca, who was making a comment concerning emissions controls on automobiles. He said,
quote,
we've got to pause and ask ourselves, how much clean air do we need?
Unquote.
You're built too low. The fast ones go over your head.
Or this one from Colonel Gerald Wellman, an ROTC instructor, who said,
quote,
we don't necessarily discriminate. We simply exclude certain types of people.
Unquote.
Finally, in the general category, from 1994, Miss Alabama in the Miss USA contest was handed this question. If you could live forever, would you, and why? Her answer?
Quote,
I would not live forever, because we should not live forever. Because if we were supposed to live forever, then we would live forever. But we cannot live forever, which is why I would not live forever.
Unquote.
Yes, no, maybe. I don't know. Can you repeat the question?
In the Crimes and Questionable Actions Department, we have this quote from Colonel Oliver North from his Iran-Contra testimony. When he was asked if he had lied, he replied,
quote,
I was provided with additional input that was radically different from the truth. I assisted in furthering that version.
Unquote.
And this one from the former mayor of New York City, David Dinkins, answering accusations that he failed to pay his taxes, said, I haven't committed a crime. What I did was fail to comply with the law.
Unquote.
Well, I've been accused of a lot of things before, but never that.
And we'll never forget former Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry, who once said, outside of the killings, Washington has one of the lowest crime rates in the country.
Unquote.
It's okay, I wasn't really gonna whack you.
In the Government and Media Communications Department comes three gems. The first one from the Department of Social Services, Greenville, South Carolina, who sent out this letter to a food stamp recipient.
Quote,
your food stamps will be stopped effective March 1992 because we received notice that you passed away. May God bless you. You may reapply if there is a change in your circumstances.
Unquote.
Then there was this correction notice in the Ely Standard, a British newspaper.
Quote,
we apologize for the error in last week's paper, which stated that Mr. Arnold Dogbody was a defective in the police force. We meant, of course, that Mr. Dogbody is a detective in the police force.
Unquote.
From an FCC chairman.
Quote.
If somebody has a bad heart, they can plug this jack in at night as they go to bed, and it will monitor their heart throughout the night. And in the morning, when they wake up dead, there'll be a record.
Unquote.
Just don't let it happen again.
And in the arena of politics, we begin with this one from Dan Quayle, who once said, it's wonderful to be here in the great state of Chicago.
Unquote.
And we'll finish off in the area of politics with this foot-in-the-mouth quote from a congressional candidate in Texas, who once stated of his opponent,
quote,
Well, that low-down scoundrel deserves to be kicked to death by a jackass, and I'm just the one to do it.
Unquote.
Well, that's it for now from...
Quote. Unquote.
See you next time.
I think I'll give those Christians another call down at Rapture Line.
Hello, Christian Rapture Line.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you Christians were still there.
We sure are. Were you interested in accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
I'll have to think about it some more. I've got to get down to the beach and catch some rays. See you later.
Faithful, all arise to dance and sing. One more time for Rapture Hotline. Boom, boom, boom. Ba-dum, boom.
Uh-oh.